Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, a study finds old and young alike are using fentanyl and other stimulants at the same rate. Tariffs eat into a local company's profits, and furloughed federal workers bemoan D.C. lawmakers' seeming inability to come to an agreement.
In previous, they've come together, they sat at the table. At least you know they were working on it.
Today is Monday, October 27th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Furloughed federal workers in Georgia are entering the fifth week of the government shutdown. Without a paycheck, many are turning to aid from charitable organizations to make ends meet. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
Y'all bag those drinks up.
At a church in Stockbridge Friday night, cars lined up waiting for a hot meal. Inside were couples, singles, and families. The food drive organized by the Henry County NAACP was for Atlanta's federal workers, including those in airport security, the judicial system, and public health.
Thank you.
Karen Smith didn't want to name her employer. She said she loves her job. It's not her first shutdown, but she said this one is the hardest.
In previous, they've come together, they sat at the table. At least you know they were working on it.
Smith hopes Congress can reach a deal before she has to take part-time work.
You remember Game of Thrones, where winter is coming. So for me, it's November is coming.
November also marks a pause on new SNAP benefits for over a million Georgians. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Regarding that pause in SNAP benefits, here's GPB's Grant Blankenship on what that means for Georgia.
It means about 1 million Georgians might not be able to afford food. So Georgia Democrats in the U.S. House have asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture to protect SNAP. That includes Sanford Bishop of Georgia's 2nd District, which runs from Macon southwest of the Florida border. He says the USDA has $5 billion set aside to fund SNAP in an emergency.
Unfortunately, the projection for what the need will be is $8 billion. And so we are urging the Secretary of Agriculture to utilize that $5 billion to extend those SNAP benefits so people won't go hungry.
And to move other money to cover the rest. Bishop also still wants the extension of Affordable Care Act tax subsidies as part of a solution to the federal shutdown. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The closure of a paper mill in Savannah ended 800 jobs this summer, but it also set in motion a race that could have a huge impact on Georgia business and the environment. GPB's Orlando Montoya reports.
International Paper has state permits that allow it to both withdraw and discharge massive amounts of water. Under various regulations, once those permits go away, other companies could divide up the allocations, allowing them to produce more of whatever they make. Savannah Riverkeeper Tanya Bonitatibus says the impacts could be felt everywhere in the river basin, from the mountains to the coast.
That's a huge amount of money that just entered back into the equation. So as much as it could 100% have a huge positive outcome, it also just as easily could change nothing.
In the weeks after the mill's closure, Southeast Georgia's underground water supply, the Floridan Aquifer, shot up by 2 feet. For GPB News, I'm Orlando Montoya.
The future of the Douglas County Museum of History and Art is uncertain after the sudden termination last week of its lease. The Douglas County Board of Commissioners voted 3-2 to terminate the museum's rent-free month-to-month lease pending review by the county legal staff. The museum occupies part of the old Douglas County Courthouse, 45 minutes west of Atlanta. Board members in favor of terminating the lease said the museum doesn't generate revenue and takes up space that other county functions need. No decision has been made yet on how the space would be used. Museum Director Suzanne Hudson says she was not consulted before the vote.
We're such an asset to the county. We're a welcome center and a museum. We teach local history, and so we have lots of school groups come. And everything here has been given to us.
A spokesman for Douglas County says notice given to the museum will extend at least through the end of the year. A new study suggests older adults are engaging in fentanyl and stimulant use at rates typically associated with young people. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
In 2015, about 9% of fentanyl-related deaths among people 65 and over also included a stimulant. By 2023, nearly half did, most commonly cocaine. That's in line with youth trends in the so-called fourth wave of the opioid epidemic. Lead author Gabe Pasha is a medical student at the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine. He says there are clear implications for awareness and prevention of polysubstance use.
So reviewing medication lists, screening for stimulant exposure, and involving caregivers in safety planning are key steps.
The study also concludes that doctors should take the likelihood of stimulant use into account when prescribing opioids for pain management to seniors. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Atlanta-based clothing company Carter's reported profit of $11.6 million in its third quarter. In a news release, the company's leadership said higher tariffs were one factor cutting into profits, and they pledged to pursue, quote, right-sizing the organization and reducing next year's compensation. The parent company for Neutrogena has recalled some makeup remover towels distributed to four states, including Georgia. An FDA report discloses that more than 1,300 cases of Neutrogena makeup remover ultra-soft cleansing towelettes were recalled due to an internal test that revealed the presence of harmful bacteria. The recall applies to Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, and Texas. The Port of Savannah handled 8% more container units in September compared to the same month last year. For the fiscal year to date, container trade at the Port of Savannah is up nearly 5%. Colonel's Island Terminal at the Port of Brunswick saw a 30% drop in auto and heavy equipment shipments. Car manufacturers are cutting back production and shipment of some vehicles to the U.S., and luxury vehicle exports to Asia are down. The Georgia Board of Natural Resources is considering raising fees at Georgia's state parks. The board is meeting tomorrow morning to consider a proposal that would raise daily passes from $5 to $10 and annual passes from $50 to $70. A report from the State Department of Audits found these prices haven't changed since 2009 and that they're the lowest among southeastern states. The report said Georgia state parks and historic sites spent $109 million in the fiscal year 2025. About half of the funds came from self-generated revenue, like park passes and campsite rentals.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season two of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
In sports and football, Georgia Tech cruised to a 41-16 victory over Syracuse on Saturday in its first home game as a top 10 team since 2009. The Yellow Jackets are 8-0 for just the sixth time in school history and the first time since 1966. Tomorrow night in Cartersville, join GPB, Georgia Highlands College, and the Bartow History Institute to watch an early preview of clips from Ken Burns' new documentary, The American Revolution. The screening will be followed by a riveting discussion with local American Revolution experts. That's tomorrow evening at 6. More details at gpb.org/events. And that is a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you very much for tuning in, and thanks to you if you supported GPB during our recent fall fundraiser. If you haven't given yet, go to gpb.org and click donate. If you want to check out more news, go to gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast because we are coming back at you tomorrow afternoon with all the latest headlines. And if there's something that we should know about, something we should be covering, or if you've got feedback for us on this podcast or anything else about our programming, send us an email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.